I'm happy because the players were clinical and they took their chances. And I am as happy with the clean sheet because I thought, particularly with 10 men, the boys showed a level of resilience that's possibly been questioned over the last few weeks. But the way they worked and the way they dug in, I thought really, really sets a good foundation to go forward from.
Joe Garner was a hard check, as you see, he was off the pitch for quite a while as well.
Yeah, and he's just been in to see actually how the guy is. He's going to go and check on the other guy that was involved. And I was getting some calls from the crowd to put someone else on, but I knew Joe was coming back. Our medical staff, I have to say, did an outstanding job to get him back in the time that they did. And I'm pleased for Joe going forward because he's had to be patient.
You think Wes was lucky to stay on the pitch early on?
I haven't seen where it was. Wes said his feet were out, but his hands were in. If he says he's not, then we would have just had to accept it and go on. There's lots of different things and different breaks in the game. You get them or you don't. And my big thing that we've reiterated to the players is you just have to accept and overcome it. And I thought we did that better today than we've done previously.
Head up next week.
Confidence. Well, it's great to get a clean sheet, to score as many goals as we did, but I'm sure that motivation and drive and determination will be taken care of by the fact that it's our neighbours. So we don't have to worry about that. All I'm concentrating now is making sure the players recover properly. They're a little bit angry with me because I told them they're in tomorrow. But hey, you've got to deal with it and you've got to make sure we do the right things.
Does it feel like this might be your last game?
Are you asking me to resign? Is that what you're saying? get off. No, it is what it is. I'm just me. I'm just doing the things I've been asked to do. And once again, I'll just say that the players have just got a reward there for a lot of hard work that people don't necessarily see day to day. And they've managed to put things into effect and be clinical and get the rewards that possibly lifts a little shadow from the place. And if it does, that's great, but the players have been fantastic with me since I've been in, and I can't keep on going on about how grateful I am to them, because I'd like to pat them on the back, and they've done that again today for them, not for me.
If you're in charge next week, do you feel more ready for an old
firm? Don't read anything into it. If I'm in charge, I'll be in charge. I'll deal with it then. Can I just savour this one a little bit first? Is that all right? The referee didn't give it, and as I said, as soon as it happened, I'm not thinking about the emotion of, oh God, what's he done? I'm thinking about, what do I need to do if it's a red? Thankfully, it wasn't. I've looked at it again, and it's more clumsy than malicious. He doesn't actually catch Dougie with his foot. He catches him with his knee or his shin. But I could see how it could have looked dangerous and could have put us into a bad situation. Thankfully, it didn't, and we move on.
It's one of those days when nothing's going for us. I think the penalty's obviously very, very soft, if a penalty at all. I thought the tackle was a red card. I haven't seen it back yet, but I've heard that the goalie's a yard outside the box when he grabs the ball with his hands when Rikishi's running through and goal. So it's always difficult when you come to these places. It's always hard. When decisions like that go against you, it doesn't make it any easier, but that doesn't excuse your defending. To lose three goals for a set piece, one that's a penalty that isn't, and one that we just pass straight to the striker to run through in our goal, I think that's five goals that are completely avoidable. And given how well we defended our box on Tuesday night, I think that's just a mentality thing. I think people thinking maybe they've done enough the other night and then coming out thinking it's just going to happen again and not realising that the consistency at this level is the key thing. If you can go and do that week on weekend, then you have an opportunity to be a real top player. But that needs to be earned, that needs to be worked at. That's not something that happens just by turning up. And that disappointed them. I don't think we defended with the same desire we defended with on Tuesday night, which was disappointment.
You mentioned the Wes Fodringham incident. Given how early on in the game that happened, are you like wondering what if?
Yeah, there's a lot of what ifs. I think, like I say, it's disappointing. I'll never criticise referees. I've always said this. As frustrated as you can get after games, it's a difficult job they've got to do. But I think today they've got quite a few wrong.
Why did the mentality switch, Martin? I mean, what was the problem out there with the boys?
No, it shouldn't have. I think at 1-0, obviously, at half-time, I thought we were well in the game. I thought first half we gave as good as we got. Second half, then we concede straight away at the start of the second half, which is poor, fair point of view, a set piece again. And it's something we defended really well on the other night. Set pieces has not been an issue for us all season. So to lose three in the one game is just really disappointing for me. And I can't even blame fatigue. I thought we looked tired, but I think that's because we're getting beat and the heads have gone down. I can't blame that because Rangers played on Wednesday night and they looked fresher than we did. Obviously having to make two subs as well with Jorgo getting injured again. And Blair having to come off with a cut head limits what I can do off the bench to try and freshen it up. Adali playing his first minutes, my plan wasn't that he would play 90. I've ended up having to play him 90. Massimo as well, the plan wasn't that he would play 90 if I had to play him 90. So it's kind of changed my thoughts for the side. And it's just one of those days when everything that could possibly go wrong today has kind of gone wrong. Very, very soft. There's no contact really whatsoever. Like, he's going down regardless. He's off balance and Gilles' hand is on him. But when you look at the other side, in the first half. Rakish must have went for four headers that Clint Howes literally put two hands on him and pulled him to the ground, and we don't get a free kick and they get a penalty for that. It's just, like I say, sometimes when you come to these places, I think maybe the atmosphere and the noise of the crowd appealing for things can maybe sway decisions, and it shouldn't be the case. You would hope we can be rise above that and get them right, but today we've definitely got a couple wrong. And like I say, that's not criticism of the referees, that's because it's a difficult job we've got to go and try and do, but it's just, it's frustrating when it goes against you.
Did you feel even that Gardner obviously ended up with a hat-trick? I mean, his challenge on Dougie could have been a red.
I think I said that, I think it's a red card. I think it's a Stonewall red card as well, so it's just another decision that hasn't gone the right way today.
Nice to score goals and to win and score hat tricks. Obviously, great day.
What does that result mean, given some of the criticism that there's been in recent weeks?
Yeah, I think there's been quite a bit of criticism, I think. The lads have played really well today and hopefully we can take that form on into the league.
Think you got lucky with a high challenge under Gimney to stay on the park?
I've just watched it back there. No, not really. I don't think I made much contact with him, to be honest. So just been in the same there and he's fine, so it's all right.
You described it as a UFC challenge.
Yeah? Maybe.
No reply.
Just watch it back if you think it is, then that's what it is, whatever.
Did your wife or St. Louis
No, to be fair, I didn't. I think he gone into tackle and he's took an extra touch and to be fair, it's a decent touch round us.
How good a job's Graham
Murphy
done?
Yeah, I think he's improved. Well, I think the lads have improved every week. And we spoke about it before the game today and I think his work that he's done during the week paid off today and I think all the credit's got to go to him.
Would you like to see him involved in the new setup?
I don't think it's anything to do with the players. I think that's the board's decision, and I think they'll obviously make the right decision. But I think all the credit's got to go to Graham today, and now he's set the lads up, and say we've won, and the credit's got to go to him.
I'm obviously disappointed, you know, to come here and lose 6-0. It's not a pretty. I thought first half we done really well in the game, passed the ball really well, and just obviously our final ball at the park. If we'd been able to make a better couple of passes, maybe to get a goal in front, but it wasn't to be. And obviously disappointed with second half. Wasn't like us, to be fair.
A Joe Gardner hat trick, but a challenge. You should he still have been on the pitch?
In my opinion, no. Lionel's 4 yards away, referee's 5 yards away. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to think my referees have got a hard job to make, but these are the decisions that change games. Like you say, he's went on to score a hat trick. If he's sent off in that situation, he doesn't score the 3 goals, and who's to say we might have got something out of the game? They're down to 10 men, we can get a man extra, we can maybe go and put more pressure on them, but listen, the referees have got a hard enough job. It's just disappointing that they're so close to the incident and they don't get it correct.
Is it an added frustration after the West Fodringham incident earlier in the first half?
Well, you could go for a penalty as well. It's not a penalty either. Terrell's went to shoot and kicks the ground. Falls down and the referee gets a penalty for that as well. Like you say, the West Fodden one as well. He's 1-2 yards outside the box. It's decisions that have went against us. But listen, we're disappointed with the result, don't get me wrong. From Tuesday night against Aberdeen, we defended with a real resilience, defended our box really, really well. It puts under a lot of pressure. And then today, we lost 3 goals from a set play, which is disappointing on our part.
Garner won a shock to you? Did it, was that kind of led up to it? Just a...
I don't know what he wants me to say to that. He's just on the park, it's 3 minutes into the second half, so there's nothing in it. I don't know if we're in the UFC or we're in the UFC. but like I say, it's disappointing, but like I say, it's one of those things, you either get it or you don't, and like I say, I don't want to divulge too much into it. It's hard enough, the referees have got a hard enough job as it is, so we'll not make too much of it. It's just disappointing that...
Did the ref say anything after the decision
to get out of the house? I've not got there, will we?
Where did he catch you?
I think it was nearly a leg breaker, so it was quite high, to be fair. One thing I will say, if that's myself or Darry McKinnon, we're off the park. So we'll leave it at that, will we?